So the epistle for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 8. Brethren, I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come that shall be revealed in us. For the expectation of the creature waited for the revelation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that made it subject in hope. Because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that every creature groaneth and travaileth in pain even till now. And not only it, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption of the sons of God, the redemption of our body in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 5. At that time, when the multitude pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesareth, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets, and were going up into one of the ships that was Simon's. He desired him to draw back a little from the land. And sitting, he taught the multitudes out of the ship. Now when he had ceased to speak, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." And when they have done this, they enclosed a very great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners that were in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they were almost sinking. Which when Simon Peter saw, he fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was wholly astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken, and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. And Jesus saith to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And having brought their ships to land, leaving all things, they followed him. Please be seated. But at thy word I will let down the net. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This Mass of the fourth Sunday after Pentecost, it's a good reflection for us upon the confidence that we should have in God, even to have that in the midst of our sufferings. It's something that you see in the Epistle of St. Paul, talking about the sufferings that we have in this life. They're nothing to then the glory that we have to come. But granted, yes, we have to try to get to that glory. But the introit sets the tone for us. The introit says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?" So it gives us that encouragement. It gives us that understanding, that idea that our Lord is this light to us. He is our salvation. And then from that, who would we fear? Because our Lord is this one that we will place our trust in. And so something we have as an example of that is in the gospel. The famous case of, obviously, St. Peter, St. John, and St. James, being fishermen, that they spent during the night to try to catch fish. And so then our Lord goes out to instruct the people. So he takes Simon Peter's boat, and he instructs the multitude, but then after that he asks him to draw out his net. And you see how St. Peter answers our Lord. He tells him, you know, they had been out the whole night, they had labored, and they caught nothing, but at our Lord's words that they would go out. So as I say, he trusted in our Lord's words at that point. But our Lord tells him to go out, and you'll catch fish. But for Simon Peter, being a fisherman, he had spent the whole night in trying to catch fish and caught nothing. But because our Lord had said it to him, he had the confidence and the trust in our Lord, at least enough to go out and to do it. And so from that, after Simon had dropped and obeyed, and he had dropped the nets into the sea, so then they had such a great catch that from that, he had to call his partners over, which turned out to be St. James and St. John, the sons of Zebedee. And he asked them to help him with the boat. because of how much that it was that they had caught in the nets. And so they had to split it to the point of even then, he said, that their nets and making the boats to sink. So we see the reaction of St. Peter. One being that he had the confidence enough in our Lord's words, even though as a fisherman he had known what he had done, and probably wasn't even the right time for it. But yet he had done that because our Lord had said that. But then you see how St. Peter reacts then to this catch. He says, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." A realizing of what our Lord had said to him. Encouraged him to go out to catch the fish. St. Peter kind of doubting it, but then goes out. And so his confidence was rewarded by our Lord. The trust that he placed in our Lord, it was rewarded by, yes, the fish. But much more than that. Because then at that point, that's when our Lord says to him, "Fear not. You know, I will make you then that you will catch men from now on." Meaning, his vocation. That he would be an apostle, that he would come and continue the work of our Lord. And so our Lord was encouraging him at that point, telling him to fear not. Don't worry about it. Realizing that he is a sinful man, yes. But then to have the confidence and trust in our Lord. And so for us to see this example of St. Peter, one, the confidence that he placed in our Lord, but then also the humility that he had in recognizing the fact that he was a sinful man. And for our Lord, he says, "Depart from me. Because of my sins, I should have nothing to do with you." But yet we see how our Lord reacts to him, telling him to fear not. To fear not and to realize then at this opportunity that he has, that from now on, you no longer have to catch fish. You will be going after souls. And so St. Peter, St. James, St. John, they left everything to follow our Lord. And so that trust, that confidence that they chose was rewarded of being apostles now. And yes, they would no longer have to worry about fish. But they would have something bigger than that. Of trying to continue the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. To instruct people, to help people, to bring them to the faith. So we can say maybe greater fishes than that. It's always the terminology of when someone goes away from, say, confession, go away from practicing the faith, that they're a big fish. And so that is what then for St. Peter that he would have to then look to. And so even though we are sinful, even though we are weak, this gives us this chance to rely upon the confidence and the trust and the mercy of Almighty God. And as I preached last Sunday on the Sacred Heart, obviously the devotion to the Sacred Heart, we can say this is also an example of our Lord's most Sacred Heart, of how he reacts to St. Peter, of how he calls St. Peter even, and calls him to then this life. And so that's where then we can go back to what St. Paul says in the epistle about the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is to come. And here you have the example of St. Peter. Yes, maybe the sufferings and the difficulties of trying to be a fisherman, trying to survive on that. But then the glory that was to come for him. The glory to come because then he would be an apostle of our Lord, and obviously with St. Peter also being the vicar of Christ. That glory that was to come for him because he was faithful to our Lord. He heard the message, he listened to it, and he continued on. And so that is the example that St. Peter gives to us, the example that also in the writings of St. Paul that we see. Of just this whole idea of how then the sufferings, the crosses, and trials of life that can bring us to our glory by the confidence and the trust that we have in God. Because of that confidence and trust in God. That is what will give to us then this glory to come. I mean, just as the example of St. Peter. But as I say, just that idea and that humility of St. Peter of asking our Lord to depart from him. Because he is a sinful man, he recognized his weakness. And in some ways, you can also see he probably recognized kind of that doubt of saying, well, look, we already spent the whole night doing this. And basically saying, I'm a fisherman, I know my trade, I know what I have to do. So yes, even though he did it, there was probably some resistance to that, some doubt in his mind. And so that's why he reacts so strongly after he sees the fishes and saying, depart from me, because I am sinful. But yet, how our Lord, in the mercy that he shows to him, fear not. And the call that he gives to St. Peter, but that call is given to all of us too. The call for all of us to follow our Lord. And so that is then going back then to the introit of the Mass, yes, we have nothing to fear because our Lord is our protector. Our Lord is there for us. And so this Sunday, yes, it gives to us a great idea and confidence and trust in Almighty God. It helps us then to realize the difficulties and the struggles, yes, we may have in life, of how we have to rely upon God, of how God will definitely help us and heed the call that we have, just as with St. Peter. So truly, in this month of the Sacred Heart, let us continue to try to make these devotions to the Sacred Heart, the show of confidence and trust in him. Because that is what will change our own lives, just as it changed St. Peter for him. Just as it changed for him his whole life, his whole vocation. But it also changed, and you can see, of how he viewed himself as a sinful man, and then yet he placed that confidence and trust in God to go out to be the vicar of Christ, to preach to the entire world. And so these are the things for us to try to take from and to gain confidence in. And I'll leave you with the offertory, which also, I think also will be a consolation to us. Enlighten my eyes that I never sleep in death, lest at any time my enemies say I have prevailed against them. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.